Yahtzee. Backquote episode number 90. Today is the 16th of February 2021, and I'm your host, Sheila. Thanks for joining us. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. Yahtzee, which is popular in Scandinavia, is called Yahtzee, but is also begged by other languages such as English, French, German, Spanish and English, languages that relate to the language. The object of the game is to score the most points by throwing dice to try to score one of 13 possible combinations of points. Each roll consists of 5 dice at once and each player receives 3 dice per turn. The player can save the dice he needs to complete a combination and then roll the other dice anew. You roll 5 dice in a row, one after the other, and form a certain combination until you have made it. On the third roll, the player must find a place on his scorecard to score on one of the rolls, although he may choose to end his move and throw only 1 or 2 rolls. If there is no combination that fits the scoring category on any of the 3 rolls, the player must mark a 0 on the scoring card. Choose wisely, you score a goal in the box and get it, but not over it, you score or underline it by more than 1 or 2 points. Take a break from your Yahtzee game and check out some free online slot machines on the Free Slots Hub website. Play free slots all the time, win real money and round off your bonuses and win prizes for free with 2. Play games, free games and even real money winnings on Free Slots Hub. You can play Yahtzee, one of the most popular board games in the world, with a new online casino on Free Slots Hub. The game is free and free with 2 play on the Free Slots Hub website and for real cash prizes. The object of the game is to score points by rolling 5 dice to achieve different scoring combinations. The dice must stay in the box and you must roll the dice as many times as possible to try certain combinations, but not more than once per game. Each round, each player chooses the category to use for that round, and each turn, the categories are filled in. The higher the opponent's score, the more points he gets, and so on until the end of the round. If someone gets the same number of 5 dice, he can roll Yahtzee, which is the highest score combination in the game. Half the fun of this game is to shout out your name when every player rolls, but it happens when no one rolls and all 5 dice are the same number. Yahtzee emerged in the 1950s and cemented its place as a classic family board game in the 1960s and 1970s. It is the template for the modern roller and writing game and one of the most popular board games ever, for children and adults alike. Yahtzee is probably the first game everyone played when board games were first introduced. The problem with Yahtzees is that there are many different versions of the game, each with its own unique rules and regulations. Everyone likes to roll the dice, push their luck and try to get the highest possible score, even if it is just a bit of luck. It's always an exciting time when you finally roll all 5 types and earn that elusive Yahtzee. The goal of Yahtzee is to score as many points as possible by rolling 5 dice and getting a certain combination of dice. Players do not have to roll the 5 dice in the second or third roll of the round, but can put as many dice aside and only roll those that do not have the number they wanted, so you put the 1, 3, 4 and 5 aside and throw in the 3 and 6, hoping to get the 2 and the 5, but without luck. The object of the game is to roll a certain combination of 5 dice, and the higher the number, the better the result. This is because you only make each combination once and the number of different combinations you can make is equal to the number of moves in play. Different combinations give different scores, so you have to throw your dice around a lot to get the best combination of numbers. This means that you make smart decisions when scoring with combinations and be careful about what combinations you look for in each move. Yahtzee's goal is that each player must roll the dice and fill in his or her cards to make the best roll he or she can get. The game consists of 13 rounds, and at the end of the 13th round the game is over. Starting with the starting player, each player takes turns with his turn in each round. Thank you all for joining us again on Backquote, it's been a pleasure. See you next time.